Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's Emmy Day, and I am going up against Bill Pedo, Steve Gelbs, and Gary Apple. Now, radio people are like, oh, who cares about the Emmy? Although Francesa did give me crap for that. Oh, come on. Remember he came on and was like, oh, it's only a local Emmy. What's the difference? But I am tired of losing to Bill Pedo, and we might find out today if, in fact, this is the year that I take Pedo down. I want that damn Emmy for Baseball Night in New York. Come on. Been years in the waiting. Matter of fact, after losing two straight years to Bill Pedo, like at first it's like, all right, you know, Pedo, whatever, he's good. I'm happy to just be nominated. Like, I don't belong on TV. I'm a radio guy. But then the second year, it's like, oh, maybe I do have a chance at this. And to lose again to Bill Pedo. And then after that, I was like, you know what? I don't want to try anymore. Don't even put in the reel. Forget it. I don't want to be nominated. I don't want to lose again. They put in, get nominated, and again, year three. Like, I do not want to be the Buffalo Bills of the damn local Emmys here. Come on.
What are the odds? So we got Sal, we got Gelbs, we've got Gary, so and who's Gelbs, the fourth one?
Gelbs is on it for his hosting Jets pre and post.
All right. By the way, I'm going to give you my verdict after.
Okay.
Go ahead. So
Gary,
Gelbs, Jets, I've seen it before, yep.
Gary Apple is on it for Mets pre and post.
Yeah, Gary's going to be tough to beat.
Pedo's on it for his MSG 160.
I've seen that with Han and Wally and those guys. Yep,
and some hockey stuff, yep. And I'm on it for Pedo. Baseball Night in New York. I believe that's it. Please forgive me if I'm missing somebody, but I'm pretty sure that's it.
I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to pick a winner. What I'll do is I'll tell you what I watch the most.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe.
Well, you probably watch. Well, Jets post is probably hard for you because
I don't watch that.
No,
sometimes they'll rerun it during the week, and I like Bart and I like Willie, and you know they do a good job, but I watch that with the least frequency. So it's not about me placing it last. It's just in terms of me watching it the least.
Right.
So. I watch a lot of Knicks. I don't mean this, you know, I don't watch the Knicks coverage for Bill Pedo necessarily, but he does a good job with those guys.
When I say the 160, I think it's the 150. Yeah, the MSG 150.
Yeah, when he kind of blurs around there and it does it really quick there. He does a good job and he's a solid pro. He's been doing it for a long time.
Very good.
I do watch the Mets every night, so I see a lot of Gary.
Yes.
I am not always home when you're on, but I do like the show. Depending upon who's on the panel. No, I'm just kidding. I've told you before, I like the show. I like that. I do watch it quite a bit. So I would say that in order of watching, I would say Gary 1.
Right.
Sal 2. Pedo 3. Gelbs 4.
Okay, that's in order of watching.
Correct.
Right. So then
I'm
going to
leave it
at that.
Yeah. You can deduce however you want from there.
And I'll do it unbiasedly of my ranking of the talent.
Oh, yeah, unbiased. Uh-huh. All right. What we got? 1 Sal, 2 Sal, 3 Sal, 4 Gary. Throw another SNY.
Yeah, I can't even do it. I was going to do it in a joking way. I can't even do it. But I'm
I thought you got
one.
Yeah, you have one, don't you?
I do, but like...
We want number 2?
Yeah, and this one will mean a lot more.
Yeah, it's like Eli gets you in the Hall of Fame. You got one. Yeah, you got a little lucky. You got two, you're in the Hall of Fame.
Well, because it would be... Now, the show is also nominated. I forget who the show is going up against.
But, okay.
So the show, Baseball Night in New York, nominated.
But if the show wins, would you get one?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
But the show is nominated, and I'm nominated Head
to head. Difference.
Like, this is my name. No, my face on it. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Now, I would take the show on just because it means so much. Like, I'm a product of all those producers are really, like, it's nothing like radio. No offense, Hav. But I mean, those guys. Hav, you awake in there?
He's all right.
They got like 15 different guys and stats and this.
It's
like,
a lot.
I mean, come on.
They're hustling.
They do a great job. We of course, and I was a radio producer, so I can say that. I mean, I know what I was doing as a radio producer compared to what these guys do as producers. It's nothing close. So I would be okay with winning the show one. But come on, dude. Like, you know what? I'm a competitor.
Mm-hmm.
This is the one way maybe we could compete, or at least one of the ways to compete. I can't lose. Bill Pito's a nice guy. Gary Apple's the nicest guy. If I could lose to anybody in the category, it would be Gary Apple.
What if you lose to Gelps?
I'd have a problem with that. No, I got to be honest with you. I like Gelps a lot, and I think he does a great job. But, like, no, I want to win. I'll give Gary Apple. I've known him for 20 years, whatever.
Sure,
maybe 15
years. Sure, sure.
Love Gary Apple. Okay. Nicest guy. I spent 4th of July on his rooftop on the west
How
side
long
of
Manhattan.
This was 2013-ish, 2014.
He's got to have a nice little spread out there, all that TV money, all those years, right?
G-App is the man. Love
he's a good guy,
Apple.
Gary.
Literally one of the nicest
Doesn't mean he should
here.
Win, though.
Well, I'm just saying if I lose to him, it'd be okay. If I lose to Gals, my SNY teammate, I'm a little less okay with, like, all right, whatever, congrats, you tip your cap. But no, everybody else I want to take down. And Pito, like, I like him. Nice guy. I've messaged
with
him over the years. Very little. I never met him in person, but we've talked on social media a little bit through the years. Good luck, congrats, whatever it may be. I forget
how he
started following me or I started following him. We talked a little bit. So, nice guy. I mean, you won 2 in a row. Come on. It's my turn. This is my time, BT. I think I'm coming away with a win today.
What's the criteria?
I have no idea.
Honestly, like, that's the question. Like, I've got one at home. You've got one. I have no idea how I won.
So
I don't know who the hell votes on it. I don't know.
The one that I won, I was a part of Sports Night. That one, it was the A-Rod PED scandal episode. A-Rod, I'm sorry. I mean,
yeah.
A-Rod, I have my trophy on it. My name on that, it says it on the trophy. A-Rod PED scandal episode of Sports Night. That like, Moose and I were on there for maybe 30 seconds of the show.
Okay.
And because we were on the show that one, we were eligible to get the Emmy.
Okay.
So it's not really, like.
You know how I won mine at SNY? I basically just created a show. I go to the producers. I'm like, this is the summer of LeBron. I'm like, hey, we should do a free agent frenzy. That's what we should do. And they just created a show. And it was me and it was Isola.
Yeah.
And somebody.
Tommy D?
No.
Okay.
No, it wasn't Tommy.
Yeah, he ran out after that, I think.
Was it Eamon? Who was like leading it?
It could have been Eamon.
Either
Kirk
was.
Jimenez?
No.
Custer, B. Cus?
I remember Kirk.
Yeah, those are all the old
Good SMY. God, that is a long time ago. No, I don't think it was B. Cus from the wheelhouse. No. Good dude, bro. Shout out to him. No, so if I didn't create the show, I'd have none.
All right, so you create. At least you feel
came
like
up with the concept.
And you've, okay, so it feels like you've earned that one. For me, I look at mine as like a culmination. Now, look, nobody really cares about this stuff. I get it, but I want to win. And
is there also a bonus clause if you win?
No, come on. But yeah, you get to maybe keep your job for another couple of months. Yeah, maybe they let me back next week. The other thing is Francesa, who's like, oh no, I want to make the big guy proud. I don't want to disappoint him.
How many do you have? Do you have a couple?
Oh, who knows? Probably from Mike Dupp all those years.
I'm asking Mike Dupp.
Mike goes by the Marconis. Like, when you get in that
I know, maybe you
can start being. Yeah. He doesn't care about those local Emmys, as he told us on the golf course. All right, BT. So stay tuned. Hopefully, we get the results before
you
we
find
get
out
here.
Today for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey,
getting announced today, man. I'm a little nervous. Last year, I remember going back in the office because it happened after the show.
Yeah.
You could, like, stream it, and I was streaming it, and, like, the award for whatever.
They actually
whatever.
Do like to present.
Yeah.
I don't even know how I found out.
Yeah.
So, like, somebody goes up, like a woman in a gown and, like,
whoever.
Opens up the thing?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they announce it, and the winner is.
Oh, dude, if you win it, we have to play this on the air tomorrow. We have to have this.
Maybe we could carry it on.
Where's Roll on? Oh, maybe. God. That's hysterical.
BT
you think you're going to win? I know you want to win. You think you're going to win.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
My whole life I've been a loser.
Is that how you start the acceptance speech?
Hey, yeah.
A turning of the tide.
My whole life I've been a loser
and here
until
I am.
Now.
Do you
like,
think you're going to win?
I'm conditioned to expect the worst.
All right.
That's just, like, I want to believe that this is my time.
Yeah.
I want to believe. I do believe that the performance on the show speaks for itself. Like, I feel good about that.
Uh-huh.
But.
You never know.
Yeah, I feel like at the end of it, it's going to be the same old thing. Like, I've come away like.
Come on up, Bill. Get your award.
Rob is calling from Westchester. What's up, Rob?
Hey, Rob.
Hey, what's up, boys?
How are you?
Hey, Sal, I'm wishing you the best, buddy. I wanted to also tell you that my friends and I, it's funny, I don't know how many people debate this, but we're constantly debating who's got the better broadcast post-game, the Mets or Yankees. It's not even a discussion. The Mets have had the best sports play-by-play and broadcast. But, you know, you got Ron, Gary, Keith, and then post-game, pre-game, Sal, we got you on there. Do you agree with me? Do you think that we have a much, much better in-game, post-game, pre-game than the Yankees?
Well, just to clarify, I am not on the pre and post. Also, I cannot give you a fair answer there. Now, my opinion is that SNY is superior. I also work there, so my word on that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not going to hold as much water as if you said it, BT. You give your opinion on it, unbiased.
I love the Mets booth. Yeah. I mean, you know what I think of the Yankees booth. I love it. I think the Mets booth is terrific. I really do. And, you know, the one thing, and this is, you know, more of a, like a TV downstream thing, but I think the Yes does itself a disservice by not having a show that
before,
no after it, like right. SNY does.
Right. Oh, yeah, right.
Like that, that's, yeah. That, you know, the days of watching SportsCenter, I mean, I can't speak for the younger generation, but when we were younger, like, you had to fall asleep to SportsCenter.
Right.
That music came on,
and then the wake
get some
up,
highlights here.
And wake up the next morning, it was a thing to
put
do.
It right
catch
back
up on.
On
everything.
Yeah.
Like, there was nothing you missed if you watched SportsCenter that yeah. night or
and
that
MSG
morning.
And MSG used to do a good job of that as well, the sports desk as well.
Yeah.
But, like, to me, SNY, you know, it just the way they piece it all together, you get the Jets, you get the Giants, you get St. John's, you
right.
get it
You're
all.
You're not going to miss any New
You're
York.
Not going to miss anything. So, to me, it's I watch it more. And I love the Yankee broadcast.
Right.
I like certain people with K more than others.
Right.
And certain broadcast components with SNY that I think are better than Yes.
Right.
But the best part for me of SNY is the way they package it all together.
Yeah, I think
New York.
I think SNY is just next level elite. I don't think Yes is bad.
No,
and I
it's obviously I think, not. It's good.
Yeah, I think the inconsistencies of who's on the Yes broadcast kind of hurts them.
With too
a
many
bit.
Combinations, you
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, I mean, Gary, Keith, and Ron have been a thing for how
yeah.
long?
Yeah, like, I know.
So, and then when you get into the pre and post, like, I'm legit good friends with both Zeal and Gary Apple. I can't give a fair opinion on that. Bob Lorenz seems like a nice guy. Jack Curry does an excellent job.
Jack Curry's fantastic.
He is fantastic. So
really
they do a good,
good
job as well. But yeah, I can't give a, you know, come on, I'm going to side with SNY. Harry is calling from Clifton. What's up, Harry?
Hey, guys. Sal, good luck with it. I hope you win.
Thank you.
I just wanted to point something out about Volpe. I heard on the Evan and Tiki show last week that Volpe was going to be sat down because he has a torn labrum, and he's been playing with a torn labrum for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, that's why he hasn't played, really, outside of last night. He sat for a few games, got a cortisone shot.
Yeah. Oh, all right. I didn't hear about the cortisone shot, but I thought you said he was healthy, and that's why I called in.
He is now, and thank you for the call, Harry. First of all, they've known that he's had this
They
issue.
Sure he got hurt.
Yeah. All year long, they felt like it was a prior condition when they had
they
the MRI back then. Well, that's what they felt, right. So he's played with this all year long. Then they came out with it recently, to your point, Ari, and gave him the cortisone shot. Caballero's played short. Last night was the sixth straight start for him at short, but Volpe did get in the game, mm-hmm. and they said that he's healthy and a go. And it sounds like you said that he was on the Boone was on the Talking Yanks podcast.
It looks like he's going to play tonight, Volpe at short. So, okay. You know, that's what, because we were talking before, if you guys are just tuning in, Free Odyssey app, obviously. But, you know, what does Boone, what do the Yankees do with the postseason here? And my answer in terms of shortstop, my answer is Caballero. I just love the grit. I love what he brings to the table. He's injected this team with the little edge, which I really like. But, you know, if Volpe plays tonight, and what was just said on Talking Yanks seems like he will, what if Volpe goes on a heater?
Right.
I mean, you're not going to sit him down.
No, I think,
so it's still TBD.
I think any opportunity Volpe gives them to continue to play him, they're going to look for that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.